Good morning again, my friends. This is David Saul from Beholding His Glory, and yes, you are listening to Pebbles of Truth on WJCD Radio. Now, before I get started, I'd like to wish America a happy birthday. Today is the 4th of July. Well, I hope you're getting what the Holy Spirit wants in these teachings. You know, it's not up to me or Brother Melvin or anybody else or even the Holy Spirit. But it is up to you whether or not the intentions of the Holy Spirit reaches your heart. For this to happen, you must open up your spirit to the real teacher, the Holy Spirit, by removing any bias to the subject or any of the verses used or even the Holy Spirit himself. My friend, did you know that many of the mainstream denominations do not even believe in the person of the Holy Spirit? In spite of the Holy Spirit being mentioned all throughout the New Testament and alluded to in the Old Testament, many Christians, mainly from the more Calvinistic denominations, have they be 3-point Calvinists more in line with the Baptists, or 5-point, which is more in line with the Presbyterians, and so, you know, they just do not believe in the working of the Holy Spirit. Wow. But how can the Word of God be true where the Holy Spirit will lead and guide us into all truths, found in John 16 and 13? Reprove the world of sin, John 16 and 8. And tell us things to come, John 16 and 13, if we do not believe in Him. It is no wonder the church is so messed up, with a large part of professing Christians do not believe in, you know, one of the three pillars of the Trinity. Churches like the Reformed Church, the Presbyterian Church, the Reformed Anglican, the Congregationalist, the Reformed Baptist, the Episcopals, and more do not believe in the ability and the ministry of even the person of the Holy Spirit. Now, please do not tell me we are all one in the Spirit. That this is impossible. This lie I hear is almost, no, it's worse than the lie that the church spins, that there are many ways to heaven, or it's okay and even of God to be a lesbian or a sodomite, or you can be supportive of abortion and the LGBTQ plus agenda and wokeism and all of the moral and social evils of this world today and still call yourself a Christian. You know, I know pastors that are openly teaching that homosexuality is of God, and most of those pastors, believe it or not, are homosexual. That abortion is a woman's right to health care. From the pulpits, they say this. They justify ungodly principles of this world and still call themselves a pastor and a Christian. Oh, no, my friend, they lie. And they are of darkness, and they know not the truth, nor the person of Jesus Christ. It is no wonder God is lifting His hand of protection from America, but when the so-called shepherds are fleecing the flock and leading people who follow them to hell. Lord, have mercy. Okay, enough of that stuff. Amen? As I said, last week we will start to look at one thing that will turn things around in the church and in America. And that is, you know, and that is coming under the work of the cross of Christ. Wow. In past weeks we have looked at what is a Christian and you know, what is really Christian growth. Recently, we have been looking at sanctification, particularly what is sanctification, and of course, what is not sanctification. My friend, sanctification is our spiritual growth to the extent that Christ, who is our sanctification, is seen in us. I hope you see this, my friend. If not, again, open up your spirit by truly wanting to see the truth, and you will. But how does this growth process happen in our life? You know, all we, you know, get from God will cost us something. Let me say that again. All that we get from God will cost us something. Yeah, that's right. That's right. And everything that we get from God, we must allow God to bring us into His dealing and His judgment and His processes, our thinking, our heart, our life. through his thoughts and his heart and his life, so that he can become our life. You know, strangely, as we decrease, he can increase. Let me say that again. Strangely, as we decrease, he can increase. At the same measure we decrease in ourselves, at that same measure, no more, no less, God can increase in our life. And as our natural man or our flesh is crucified, the life of Christ is made manifest in us and through us. Now that, my friend, is sanctification or spiritual growth in Christ. I have to shake my head and wonder why, for the most part, this message of death to self and death to our flesh, to where we are justified by Christ, to where we are sanctified, and the voice of the Lord keeps coming back, ringing loud and clear in my ears, people do not want to die. No one wants to die themselves. No one wants to be set aside, as Jesus did. Oh, no. They want to live and satisfy their fleshly desires. Now, I'm talking about Christians here, not sinners. And why should they? After all, most churches and denominations are run by immoral men. Some I personally know, and that are just downright ungodly. For most churches and denominations, money, power, and influence have trumped true worship, true fellowship, and the Word of God. In most churches, especially in America, deeds are the focus and not creeds. To grow the church or denominations instead of believing in Christ and allowing Him to deal and judge in the hearts of the people. In 2002, Rick Warren wrote one of the most destructive books to the body of Christ called The Purpose-Driven Life. My friend, we are not in search of a purpose. God tells us what our purpose is in the Bible. Oh no, we are in search of a person, and His name is Jesus Christ, who is to be our life, to be life within us. Our purpose is to love Christ, be His delight, and to glorify the Lord and all that we do as we worship Him. But sadly, the so-called pastors like Rick Warren, who today is not a pastor at all and supports many of the mainstream issues of this world, like homosexuality. He's also a member of the Council on Foreign Relations, who promotes Chrislam, which is a joining of Christianity and Islam. His book, The Purpose-Driven Life, was nothing more than a collection of humanistic teachings and strategies that swept the church worldwide. This book was nothing but a bunch of lies and deception. Yet, the Southern Baptist denomination, the biggest evangelical denomination at that time, and others turned this book into the gospel and deceived millions. I know we were attending one of these churches. Here is the facts about Rick Warren. Rick Warren was taken by the Crystal Cathedral power of Hour of Power leader Robert Shula, who was inspired by Victor Hugo, a French romantic writer and politician. His most famous works were The Hunchback of Notre Dame and Les Miserables about the French Revolution, and also Norman Vincent Peale, a Protestant pastor and author best known for popularizing the concept of positive thinking. Now, here is where the works comes into the Rick Warren's madness and lies. Rick Warren also was influenced by Peter Drucker, a liberal Lutheran, a Unitarian Hungarian, who merged human behavior with business practices. Thus, the purpose-driven life was born that gave way to working your way to heaven. It also gave way to all of the seeker-sensitive churches out there. Wow. They don't want to offend you. Oh, no, they just want to go ahead and leave you alone in your sin. But they turn the lights down real low, so now you're in darkness, so that they can bombard your senses with music and lights and smells and strobe lights and fog and all of that struck. All of this is stuff that Drucker influenced, that he brought into the church. No message of saved by grace through faith, Ephesians 2 and 8. Oh no. No believing in a Savior named Jesus Christ. But we are saved by works. This is what the purpose-driven life church teaches, saved by works. My friend, if the world is running after you, like Rick Warren, you can bet God is not. Let me say that again. If the world is running after you, you can bet God is not. What we need to see is a real move of God in this generation. More next work. This has been David Stahl from Beholding His Glory, trusting that you have a tremendous week to come, and this message is getting through to you. Amen. God bless.